Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Des is back with us. You'll be busy this weekend, Des.
Yeah, Saturday Sport is 8 hours tomorrow, 2 to 10. So anyway, we'll have lots to talk about, including the golf. And if it's half as dramatic as yesterday, there was seriously low scoring in the first round of the PGA Championship at Valhalla. So reporting on that, and a fine start for Rory McIlroy, is Greg Allen.
Rory McIlroy used to have a tendency to start slow in majors, but he was up and running yesterday with a birdie on his very first hole. There came another on the fourth, but then the round went through a really flat patch until he hit the flagstick on his 10th hole. He made birdie there and he was up and running again, and he signed for a 5 under par 66. It was a score that actually seemed oddly better than how he had actually played. It was also one that has plenty of scope for improvement over the next 3 days.
Hope I drive it a little bit better the next 3 days. I didn't drive it very well today with the driver, so if I can put the ball in the fairway a little bit more, you know, my game this year in terms of like putting, scrambling, iron plays coming together, if I can do all that the way I have been and just hit a few more fairways with the driver, I'm feeling pretty good.
While McIlroy was grinding away to a 66 on the far side of the course, the man he defeated last Sunday for the Wells Fargo title, Xander Schauffele, was showing no signs of a hangover from that disappointment. The world number three, absolutely dazzling, with a major championship record equaling 62, one he could find no fault with.
I can't nitpick. I'll take a 62 in any major, any day. It's a great start to a big tournament, one I'm always going to take, and it's just Thursday. That's about it.
Schauffele leads by 3 strokes and 9 under, McIlroy in the group on 5 under, and 3 shots further back on 2 under after a 69 is Shane Lowry.
You know, it's been a while since I've been a little bit upbeat about the score I've shot coming in off the course. I feel like there's been a lot of times over the last couple of months where I come in off the course and I feel like I should have shot better, but you know, 2 under is probably a good score for me out there today.
With the exception of one extraordinary round of golf today, you're pretty much right in there.
Yeah, and look, I played with Xander first 2 days last week, and God, he was very impressive. But you know, as it showed last week, it's a 4-round event, so I'll go out and I'll do my best tomorrow, and sure, we'll see what happens there.
No joy though for Patrick Harrington, who shot a 77. 10 shots better off though was the world number one, Scotty Scheffler, with a 67, while Tiger Woods opened with a 72.
Now, in soccer, Leeds United are just one game away from a return to the Premier League. They hammered Norwich 4-0 last night in the second leg of their Championship semi-final playoff. They now face at Wembley the winner of tonight's tie between Southampton and West Brom. They're scoreless after the first leg. What a baptism for the new St Patrick's Athletic manager, Stephen Kenny. Tonight, St Pat's host second place Derry City, and then on Monday they take on leaders Shelburne. Shells themselves host Waterford tonight, while the champions Shamrock Rovers go to Dundalk. Sligo versus Bohemians is the live game on RTE, while Drogheda entertain Galway United. The First Division leaders Cork City go to Bray. And early this morning, Brazil, it was voted, will host the 2027 Women's World Cup at the FIFA Congress in Thailand. Brazil's bid saw off a joint bid from Belgium, Germany and the Netherlands. Brazil will be the first South American host of the women's finals, having twice previously hosted the men's finals. To Gaelic Games, goalkeeper Shane Ryan and veteran attacker Paul Gainey come back into the Kerry team for their group game against Monaghan in the All-Ireland Championship, one of the many games we'll be featuring tomorrow on Saturday Sport. Earlier we heard Kieran Whelan's verdict on the football match of the day. He thinks Derry can win in Galway, but what about a key weekend in hurling? Well, here's Donlow Cusack.
Madden mad days, no matter how long you deprive it of oxygen, hurling is a hardy flower. It always blooms. If we leave aside the GA Go troubles, it's been a great week. The Leinster Championship blossomed. Carlo rising, Cork found long last Corkness. Offaly's charismatic under 20 side gave the faithful their first win over Kilkenny at any grade since 2007, and over 8,000 people paid in to see it. Leinster has taken a strange and unpredictable turn, with each team having played 3 games, not even the most dyed-in-the-wool dub would have seen themselves topping the table. This week, the team in Leinster is the bigger counties travelling to uncomfortable places. Kilkenny travelled to Parnell Park. The Cats are weakened by injuries, but we think their wounded pride will see them through. Galway go to Corrigan Park. Antrim are a significantly better team when they play under the shoulder of the Belfast Hills. The Tribesmen should escape with the points, but if they're in trouble down the home straight, would you back them? Lastly, on Sunday, Carlow deserve a packed house for Wexford's visit to Dr. Cullen Park. It's been a tough journey for a county with such a small hurling base, making last week's heroics highly commendable. However, Lee Chin is already in all-star territory with his performances for Wexford this summer. Scallions v Strawberries. We let the head rule the heart again. Strawberries to win. to Munster, where the battle for a top three place has created such smoke and such noise that it's easier just to experience it than to try and understand it. Limerick have taken a blow, but they've got a week of rest. Waterford were written off a few weeks ago, but they travelled to Clare with 3 points already in the bag from 2 games. On paper, Clare looks stronger, but on paper, David Fitzgerald is always easier to write off. On grass, he'll have a plan for Ennis and for Brian Lohan. We're sticking our neck out for a draw. At 4 o'clock on Sunday, the old order get their time in the sun. Last week, Cork found a level that they weren't sure they had. Getting back to that peak after a week of recovery is a big ask. In their last 2 outings, the Rebels have remarkably conceded the identical score of 3.26 on both occasions. Similar numbers here would be asking for trouble. A loss on Sunday makes Cork's gallantry against Limerick just a footnote. That should be just enough motivation. And so to the Joe McDonagh Cup. Game of the weekend is in Tullamore. Kerry visit Offaly, two very hard-working teams who have plenty of Joe McDonagh history. Both counties have lost finals. Offaly last year, Kerry have lost 3 times. Both need a win, but we think Offaly will surf the wave all the way to next Wednesday's Leinster Under 20 final. Sinead Des, get out and enjoy this crazy and crazily condensed season while it lasts.
It's crazy, all right. That's down low, Cusack. In rugby, Munster play in Edinburgh tonight, hoping to build on their 3rd place in the URC table with only 1 game remaining ahead of the playoffs. Waterford's Jack O'Donoghue makes his 200th Munster appearance, becoming the youngest ever player to do so. Here's Munster winger Shane Daly on how their current fine form wasn't affected by a slow start to the season.
Yeah, definitely. I think we never lost faith or lost sight of what we were as a team. We knew what we achieved at the end of last season and the performances that we put in at the end of last season, and we knew nothing really changed. We just struggled with a bit of injuries, and different things happened throughout the year that are always going to happen, but unfortunately we probably were less fortunate than other teams. There was particular games where we were very thin on the deck, but we made it work. We kept ourselves in a position to have a good run at the end of the year.
Shane Daly there in cycling after his first victory since last July on Wednesday. Sam Bennett won again yesterday, taking the sprint on stage 3 of the 4 days of Dunkirk race. Julian Alaphilippe produced a stunning ride to win stage 12 of the Giro d'Italia. Tadej Pogačar still leads overall. Racing and in the Dante Stakes of York, Economics swept his rivals aside to record a great victory. The meeting continues today with the featured Yorkshire Cup. It's Aidan O'Brien's Tower of London versus Willie Mullins' Votan. And there are also evening meetings at Leopardstown and Kilbeggan.